Hi there, welcome to this ISIS Chemical News Central podcast for Monday the 13th of September 2010. I'm Simon Robinson.
And I'm Nigel Davis. We bring you a selection of the news published across the ISIS group over the past week. You can find us in all the usual places at www.isis.com, on Podomatic and on iTunes. And of course, you can download the RSS feed of this show from the latter two sites.
Certainly can, Nigel. A week of two parts, possibly, in terms of the news, I think. A kind of M&A privatisation theme going through Poland and the US with a bit of a kind of US environmental, European environmental theme as well.
Yeah, towards the end of the week.
Yeah.
Fairly quiet still on the news front. Clearly big news industry-wide towards the end of the week was the report from BP on the Deepwater Horizon.
That's right.
Disaster. But we'll get to that later. I think we should start perhaps with Poland, where clearly, you know, chemical companies are having a very tough time of it.
That's right, and the government's quite keen on privatising again.
Yes, they abandoned, or the government abandoned privatisation of three companies in the, or the sale of three companies in the industry last year. It has actually included the potential income from the sale of the largest company, CIEK, in its targeted 2011 privatisation revenues, officials said on Wednesday this week.
Yeah.
And also proceeds from the sale of the chemical companies Zakłady Azotwe Twarno, which is ZAT and ZAK, actually talk about a merger.
Right.
And they're all also included in this 15 billion zloty, which is a close to $5 billion revenue plan.
Oh, right. Okay, that's pretty interesting stuff. Because it's been off and on and off and on and off and on, more often than
Well, that's right. But ministers believe that a major restructuring of CIEK and the consolidation of ZAT and ZAK is really what's needed.
Yes.
But that's, you know, clearly that's what we've got to get through, or what they have to get through, before really they can consider privatisation again. Earlier in the week, it was reported that ZCHP, which is based in Police and produces NPK fertilisers and TiO2, that company really is heading down fast. But EGM, an extraordinary general meeting of shareholders, was needed to decide whether the company should be wound up.
Yeah, right.
So, and it's Poland's second largest fertiliser company. So, you know, pretty grim there in Poland, I must admit.
In the US this week, there's been a very interesting tussle continuing between Air Products and Airgas. Air Products raised its bid by $2 to $65.50 a share and said that Institutional Shareholder Services was supporting its three director nominees for the Airgas board.
That tussle continues, and it's quite a significant increase, really. When you think about it, but
you might think so, but the Airgas board said that it was grossly inadequate. Of course,
well, they would say that, wouldn't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
But I mean, this is you know, been a long running saga and will continue to be one, I think, for some time to come.
That's right. Now, also the Deepwater Horizon results were out.
Well, the report came out this week from BP, which is BP's internal report, and it charts the events leading up to the explosion on the Deepwater Horizon rig, and the subsequent blowout at the Macondo well.
Yep.
I would recommend listeners to go to the BP website and watch the video. There's a video there.
Right.
I think it's about more than 20 minutes long, really, that looks into what BP believes are the reasons behind this. But BP did say that the spill disaster was a shared responsibility with no single factor to blame. Multiple parties, including BP, Halliburton and Transocean, were involved in the Macondo well incident in April. And BP concluded that those companies and work teams all contributed to the incident. Now, really, we've had some, clearly some comments from oil services company Halliburton, for instance, which said that the spill disaster report included a number of substantial omissions and inaccuracies. We don't really know what those omissions and inaccuracies are yet. And the company said it would remain confident that all the work it performed with respect to the Macondo project was completed in accordance with BP's specifications.
I think that one day the only people that are going to find out really what happened will be the courts, and there'll be plenty of legal activity there for years to come.
Oh, certainly. Certainly. I mean, again, it's a story that's going to run and run. Also, possibly on the environment front this week, there was a report that came out from a German research institute released on Wednesday, which suggested that carbon capture and storage technology, CCS, is not likely to become a viable option for German or European industry.
Really?
Including chemicals and power plant.
Yeah. Why do they think that?
Well, if you think about it, a number of chemical firms, including BASF and Linde of Germany, Air Products in the US, are interested in CCS processes.
Mm-hmm.
And Canada, the US, Germany have been investing in CCS projects to help reduce emissions. But the DIW Institute in Germany said that there are a number of significant technical, commercial and institutional factors which will or do prevent the development of viable CCS projects, not only in Germany but also elsewhere in Europe. Pretty damning, really, the report. As it stands, the report says the technology for carbon separation, capture, transport and storage is highly uncertain in Germany. It could take several decades before the first large-scale projects could be operational, it said.
Oh, wow.
So, a bit of a blow there, or certainly a suggestion that, hey, this is not really going to work.
That's right. I wonder if it'll work in Poland.
Well, I mean, Poland has many more problems.
Exactly.
In terms of certainly carbon capture, but also environmental issues than most other countries in Europe.
Now, somebody else has been booking the environmental trend fairly recently in the economic environmental trend, I think, in Asia with Petronas Chemicals. They're thinking about an IPO.
Well, Petronas Chemicals is planning to expand its petrochemicals production capacity, we reported this week, and develop new plants using gas and alternative feedstocks once it's listed on the Malaysian bourse, the company source said this week. There are plans for expansion, but they won't really be finalised till after the IPO is finished, they added. The newly formed Petronas Chemicals Group is made up of 22 petrochemical-related firms within Petronas itself, mm-hmm. the gas and oil major.
Yeah.
And clearly looking at gas feedstocks, but also other materials to turn into chemicals. Earlier in April, the firm said it would list, or Petronas said it would list its petrochemicals business on the Malaysian bourse. And that followed the Malaysian Prime Minister's call for government-linked firms to divest their non-core assets.